Roland, we are back, or we are here and we never went away, or something to that effect.
That's my philosophy.
We've been hanging around in
what's on your mind?
In ephemeral space. I have a question for Roland. Most significant event in World War II.
From my perspective?
From your perspective, beginning in September 1st, 1939, when the Germans invaded Poland, until it ended when the United States signed the treaty in Tokyo Harbor in August of 1945.
The defeat of the British at Verdun. Or Dunkirk, rather. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. And I'm asking that for a reason.
Why? What's the reason?
There's a seminar going on in Philadelphia with reference to this, I believe it's the Philadelphia Museum, with reference to World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the questions that are posed because revisionist history and all of the rest has begun to creep in. As you know, I'm reading a book by Brendan Sims called Europe. Fascinating book. He is a European and has a European perspective on World War II, World War I, because in my opinion, as with his, World War II is nothing but an outcrop of World War I, in my opinion. It never ended. In my opinion, World War I never ended. It just carried right on to the next conflagration.
Well, I would agree. I think, and the fact that the British lost at Dunkirk, I think motivated not only the Western powers, but also the ethic of what is right or wrong within peace-loving peoples.
Interesting. I have it at the other end of the war.
Mm-hmm.
I have the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima.
Well, of course. I mean, but yes, but...
But again, at any point, because there were so many points of World War II, is a good point in answering that question.
But Europe was almost won at that point before, as we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
Yeah, it was essentially over.
Yes.
War was over.
So...
Europe was done. Europe was done.
This would have been the Pacific... The theater.
I saw it as the culmination of all of the horrors. I have become death. Who wrote that? I have become death. Was it Oppenheimer? I have become death, the killer of worlds.
I don't remember that.
I'll get that for you, and I'll bring it on the show next time because it's a real profound statement. And I asked this question because it is part of this entire seminar on these profound questions of World War II, because we are trying to not let it die. Don't let it go away, because it shouldn't go away. So many things happened during that conflagration that are affecting us to this day.
Well, I think there are many others besides defeat. There were victories,
yes,
too, that were
Midway,
very instrumental.
Midway stands out.
Well, of course.
Changed the entire course.
But how about the little things like Rosie the Riveter?
Ah, of course.
I mean, without that support at home, without America being able to almost instantly change toy factories into ammunition factories and to change the entire economic impetus into a war machine, then we might be speaking German today.
Correct.
And no offense to the German people.
No.
It was the regime at the time.
What we did in a two-year period of time is beyond remarkable. What this country did. This was one country fortified, determined, the bastion of democracy and the arsenal of defense, and we proved every one of those words. It's extraordinary how we did that. And we did, by the way, the war only lasted for 4 years. It's only well, 6 years in Europe when you consider
right.
yep. 1939,
yep.
But America's entry from 1941 at the end of that, and we never even got through 45, and it was over. That's extraordinary mm-hmm. when you think about it. I just thought I'd ask that question. It was a question for Roland. And thanks. And look where you took us.
Nowhere. Anyway.
We're going to carry on. We have more to do in today's broadcast. You know, don't.
Well, we can continue this discussion if you wanted to in the next segment.
We can. We have an opening. Yes,
okay.
We do.
Go ahead.
We'll carry on. And we'll go someplace else. But right now, am I taking a break or are we going away? What are we doing?
You are pausing for a few commercial messages, so please, if you will, stay with us on the Envision Radio Networks, Smith and Sabatino.
America, we can Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How do you tell your child there's danger in the world without scaring them? Well, it's one of those conversations you must have. Here's the developmental science of it. First off, your young child already has some inkling that evil exists in the world. After all, good guys and bad guys are alive and well in fairy tales, television, and movies. And just like Bambi's mom warned him that man has entered the forest, you explain that not all people are as loving as mom and dad. So it's important to stay safe. Then teach your child how to protect themselves.
You want to reach out and touch pure evil.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When your child asks you a question about mean people, answer it honestly and teach them how to protect themselves. This is the best way to allay their fears. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. A worldwide organization headed by former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan reports there are now hundreds of millions of climate change refugees, more even than the number of people who contract new cases of malaria each year, and 10 times more than all the people injured in traffic accidents each year. Now, America's first community of climate change refugees is a town occupied by more than 300 Yupik Eskimos called Nutok. Shortly to follow are some 90,000 other Alaskans who also live on melting permafrost. Nutok residents' land is eaten by seawater at up to 90 feet a year. Curiously enough, Eskimos have seen this coming for well over a decade, and the Yupik Eskimos of Nutok have been planning their own 9-mile relocation since 1994. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com